The stock, this is dictating on the Parikh Madhusudan. P-A, P as in Paul, P-A-R-I-K-H, Parikh Madhusudan, M-A-D-H-U-S-U-D-A-N, Madhusudan. M as in Mary, M-A-D-H-U-S-U-D-A-N, S as in Sam. Parikh Madhusudan, date of birth is 7/21/39. Date of visit is 1/18/23. Next, chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 83-year-old physician with a history of diabetes and a history for coronary artery disease, was sent for a CT chest without contrast, which was done on 1/16/23. The patient denies any significant cough, but has shortness of breath with exertion and has had leg swelling, for which he takes Lasix 40 milligrams daily, and that has improved some of his symptoms. He denied any sputum production or fevers or chills, period. The chest CT was reportedly showing scattered tiny pulmonary nodules up to 4 and 5 millimeters in the right lower lobe as well as the left upper lobe, and bibasilar atelectasis with ground glass opacities at the bases with no confluent consolidation or pleural effusion. Lymph nodes were not enlarged, period. There was mild cardiomegaly and no pericardial effusion, period. The patient was advised to have a pulmonary evaluation done. He denies any prior history of pneumonia or chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, past history has included history for ASHD and history for CABG in 2000. Lima to the LAD and radial artery anastomosis to the second obtuse marginal branch side of the radial artery attached to the first obtuse marginal branch. He also has history of peripheral vascular disease and has undergone angioplasties of the lower extremities, right as well as the left. He has diabetes mellitus type 2, history of gastroesophageal reflux and hypothyroidism. Also has mitral regurgitation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and previous history of CVA and chronic kidney disease, and history for bradycardia. Next line, surgery includes CABG and cardiac catheterizations. next line, family history. Father had diabetes mellitus, mother also had diabetes and had an MI. Next paragraph, habits. The patient is a non-smoker. Alcohol use in the past, but not recently. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, med list. Included Lasix 20 milligrams daily. Hydralazine 50 milligrams TID. Pravastatin 40 milligrams a day, nitroglycerin, PRN, clonidine 0.1 milligrams daily, and the insulin pump with insulin infusions up to 70 units daily. Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has lost weight, has mild leg swelling, has no headaches or blackouts, denies abdominal pains, nausea, but has some reflux. He has leg edema, cramping in the legs, and has urinary frequency. And he has joint pains of his lower extremities and back, denied skin lesions, has no anxiety or depression. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly male, alert, no acute distress, no palisanosis or icterus, blood pressure 138 by 70, pulse is 64, respiration 20, temps 97.5, weight is 179, saturation 98, HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And occasional bibasal crackles are heard. Breath sounds distant. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no S3 of a murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema, diminished peripheral pulses, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined, possible. Granulomas. Number 2 is mild pulmonary edema. Number 3 is interstitial lung disease. Number 4 is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6 is peripheral vascular disease. Number 7, history of cerebral infarction. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and diffusing capacity. We'll also get a CBC, SED rate, RA factor, ANA, and advised to get a QuantiFERON TB test, as well as serum fungal titers. He was placed on Ventil and HFA 2 puffs, TIDPRN, continue with Lasix 20 milligrams BID, and Januvia 50 milligrams daily, as well as insulin pump as per protocol. A follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Humayun Jamidar, J-A-M-I-D-A-R, Jamidar Humayun, M.D. Could you also add in the final diagnosis, hypothyroidism, in the number 9, hypothyroidism? Thank you. This is Dr. Souza.